Radio.com.au.
It's Thursday, and that means a walk down memory lane to, something I remember as a kid. I used to run home from school, 5 o'clock, the ABC, you'd turn it on, there was Raddus the Rats, there was Darren the Dog, there was Mixie, the muddled up, mixed up bunny, and I think I've forgotten somebody, and I think she's on the line with us right now, Madigaliana?
Yes, that's right, Ringo, it is me, Moddy. I should have been at the start of that song.
She's fluffy, but she's tough, but you are also very beautiful, Madigaliana.
Thank you very much. You know how to flatter a girl.
How have you been?
I've been really good. I've sort of had a bit of a slack period from the television side of things, but I think I've been just enjoying myself and doing what old cats do and sitting back, relaxing and doing nothing and making humans do all the work.
I recently got a cat, Madigaliana. She's nothing like you. She doesn't have the attitude and she's not as good looking as you. But I've got a funny feeling that she may be able to see ghosts and people on the other side, because she just kind of, and I don't know if you do this as well, but you just be out for a bit of a prowl and then all of a sudden you stop and you stare into space, you freak out and you take off.
No, I don't do anything like that. Go outside? No, not these days. No. I just like sitting back and relaxing. And chilling.
I love it. So you've been pretty much just doing that since what, the ferals were on TV?
Well, no, I did go on and I did have my own show called Creature Features.
Oh, nice.
And I had two other humans doing some work for me. There was Nicholas and Adam. They were the two other guys that did that show with me.
Now, when the ferals finished up, you ended up on your own TV station as well.
We did have feral TV. That was a lot of fun.
With Kerry the boss. I remember Kerry the TV.
No, he thought he was the boss, good old Kerry.
Now, of course, the voice behind Madigaliana is Mal Heap. Madigaliana, do you mind popping Mal on for a sec?
No, I'll let him have a talk. He doesn't get to do much these days.
What are you up to, Mal, these days?
Hi, Brendo. What am I up to these days? I'm still doing puppeteering.
Yep.
I've just finished up on a series, a preschool show with Jay Lagaya, who is on Play School.
Oh, yes, yeah.
It's called Jay's Jungles, and that's just on air at the moment. Series one of that is airing at the moment, but we've just finished shooting series two, and I was doing another show called Magical Tales as well prior to that.
How did you get to the stage of the ferals being so big? Did you just do the voice and that was it? How did it all come about?
I was approached by Wendy Gray, who was the producer for the ferals at the ABC, and Wendy approached me to help see if I could help out run the auditions, actually, for the show.
Mm.
So I actually was one of the people that was auditioning all the puppeteers, and they couldn't get someone to do Moddy. I was giving suggestions as how to Moddy should be and the sort of the character of Moddy. And at the end of the first day of auditions, Wendy said, hey, would you like to actually have a go at auditioning for the part of Moddy? And I said, oh, look, you know, it might fit in with what I was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was at that stage, I was working with my mate and we were trying to produce our own TV show. But we had a bit of a chat and said, look, we'll give it a go. It'd be a bit more experience. So I got the role of doing Moddy and also did Keith the Koala as well.
Oh, I love it. Was there much ad-libbing on set of the ferals? Was it all pretty much by script, or was there some moments that, well...
No. A lot of it was very, very... I mean, it was all very, very scripted.
Yep.
We had some fantastic writers for the show. So we do a read-through and we make a few changes as we're doing that, and because the writers would often sit in as we do a read through, they got to know our characters more and more.
Yep.
Yeah, we do a bit of ad-libbing and a few changes which would be changed before we got into studio, because we had a fair bit of pre-production time. So we do a read through of a script and then it would go off and the props and whatever else would be made for it, and then we'd rehearse it, and then we do a run through, sort of a dry run through for the camera guys and all of the producers, and they'd have a look and see and chat afterwards, and then we'd make whatever changes, and then we'd be in the studio in the next couple of days, and we'd take 2 days to usually shoot an episode.
When I talk to people, and I'm fascinated by other people's jobs and their path that they've taken, I find it fascinating when you talk to somebody unique like yourself, Mal, who is a puppeteer. How did you get into that line of work? Did it just happen, or was it something you've always wanted to do?
My first memories of doing puppets was actually this little finger puppet that I did for, I think, to one of my little sisters. I put this puppet on and I would do little things for her. So I think that was probably when I was about 8 or 9. I never thought of actually doing it as a job. A mate and I started doing some puppets for church when we were kids, and And I found it was a great way to perform because I could hide inside this box and no one knew who I was.
Yep.
And it was a great way to do funny voices. And if it worked, I'd come out and go, hey, yeah, that was me doing it. If it didn't work, no one knew it was me. So, and hey, I still enjoy that today.
That's why I got on the radio, because nobody has to see me.
Yeah, no one knows who we are. Great.
So good. I used to love the Ferrells when I was a kid growing up. And, you know, it was, what, 12, maybe 15 years ago. And there was only, what, two seasons of the Ferrells?
Yeah, it was. We did two series of the Ferrells, and then we did two series of Ferrell TV.
Wow, it felt like so much more than that.
Yeah, it really was a great show to work on, and all the cast, we all got on so well, and we still keep in touch with each other, which is quite remarkable. You know, some of the cast have gone into massive things, like Mig, who was Joe, currently one of the leads in the Michael Jackson stage show Thriller.
Oh, wow.
And so I think he's coming into Sydney this week.
Yeah,
or
yep.
But yeah. So he's been touring the world with that. He's done We Will Rock You. So his career's really taken off. So it's been fun watching him. Kylie's living in the States. She was did your job. She's a radio announcer producer over there.
So, oh, well, yep.
So some of the other puppeteers, Emma, who did Mixie. I work with them on quite a bit on some of the other projects that I did with Jay. We'd all catch up on with the Dolmio commercials. Do you remember?
Yeah,
the Dolmio puppets. We all get back together to do that.
Oh no! So you do the Dolmio ones too?
Yeah. So we'd all end up coming back working on Dolmio and catching up with each other, because the puppeteering community, you know, it's a small group. We all know each other.
Yep.
And because you have to work in close quarters, you know, you're working under each other's armpits, you get to know each other fairly well.
do you ring up the puppeteer who played Raddus, for instance, and do the Medigliana voice?
No, yeah, we don't do that to each other. No. But I did bump into a couple of the camera people at the ABC. I was at a restaurant. I bumped into them and they just said, oh, we're talking about you today. Moddy had a saying, it's just television, get a life.
I love
it. And they still play that sound effect when something stuffs up at the studio.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Mal Heap is with me, puppeteer, and of course the puppeteer behind Medigliana from the Ferrells. Mal, do you mind if I say goodbye to you and we pop Medigliana back on?
Not a problem, Bruno. Nice chatting with you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Mal. Hey, Moddy, you still there?
Yes, I've been waiting. Just go away, Mal. There's no more needed up here. Come on, pick off.
Oh, Moddy, I hope to see you back on the TV screens very soon. What have you got planned?
Well, I'm actually enjoying my retirement. I am just sitting back doing nothing, being looked after, have everything done for me. It's wonderful.
What about like a 20-year reunion of the Ferrells? Are we going to see that?
20-year reunion? Gee, is it that long? Oh, my goodness me. Now you're making me feel really old because I'm a cat, remember?
Well, cats have 9 lives. You live forever.
Oh, yes. Maybe I'll start on a new one. I'm only 16, yes. I'm very young.
Thank you so much for chatting with me, Medigliana. You've made one of my dreams come true. I admired you watching you on the TV as a kid, and you did,
Ringo.
To be sitting here talking to you, it's like a whole nother life.
Well, I'm glad I could make you feel that way. It's nice to be able to sort of let those things rub off on people. And I'm glad I've made that for you, Brenda. It's wonderful that I could do that, isn't it?
I hope you don't rub off on me too much. You'll leave your hair all over me.
You know, you've got a fur ball. You're in trouble.
BRENDO.com.au